we go. One, two, one, two, three, four. Your escape but it tracks you down, takes you out when you are found. Love is a wise bloodhound. You can't hide from love. It drives your heart and moves your blood. Time may seem wrong when it comes around, but the time is never wrong. I'm not talking about the razzle dazzle of the all night hustle of the crystal castle. I'm not talking just sweet romance. I'm talking about ubiquitous love. The feelings all die, but the heart survives. Just getting by when a door opens wide. Let's an emotion deep as the ocean sets into motion. Complete devotion to what's inside, below, beyond, and above. I'm talking about you, big whistler. Out comes back again. Love is a boomerang whirling round through the air. Love is a boomerang. Wax on your head with a silent bang. Pick yourself up, dust off your knees. Get ready for a tidal wave. I'm not talking about a splash on the fan or a in the pan, or I crash in your plan. There's nothing unrequited about this flood, this great deluge of love. The children all have it, the innocent have it, the merciful have it, the generous have it, the disappointed need it, and the lonely shore need it. You need, you know you need a world of love, unconditional and all. We all need you, big whistler. Love is everywhere, everywhere, yes, everywhere. You close your heart, so you think it's not there. It's just 1 beat away. Why'd I be away?
My goodness. Welcome, folks. Cold River Ranchers here on Out of the Woods. That's live music here for you here in the studio or wherever we are. We're in some magical, far-off place. We're not going to tell you exactly where. It's the only Henniker on Earth. We're at Merrick's place. Welcome. Let's turn the main thing up here. Can we hear everybody? Give me a shout.
Hey!
There they are.
Hey, John.
Yeah, we've got Merrick and Tom and Anita and Eric over here. They are Cold River Ranchers. So, tell me, what's going on?
Well, that was a song called Ubiquitous Love. This is Tom speaking here. I wrote the tune, and we recorded it about this time last year, wasn't it? And
it's
out on our CD. It's called Watershed, which is available, and we've been playing it ever since, having a good time. As a matter of fact, we're in the studio. I had to teach it to everybody real quick so we could get it down. It was a song I really wanted to do, and these guys are fast learners.
Well, good thing there. Yeah, we actually did this last year, and yours truly screwed the whole thing up. So we're doing it all again here in 2016. So we're glad to have them back, glad they invited me back, and... Hopefully we're going to have a good time here and get a good recording out to you folks. So let's see, maybe we can play another one and I can try this again and see how it sounds. We've got got all kinds of crazy instruments here, and there's a lot of jumping around going on, and multiple microphones and all that kind of stuff.
Somersaulting and trapeze and exchange of instruments.
Yeah, my goodness.
Let's see, we're going to get Merrick closer to a microphone.
Yeah, Merrick, let's switch places here.
Oh, I thank you.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, my goodness, we just saw a toy piano come out of the corner.
It does. All right, well, we'll play another tune off the disc. Thanks a lot for having us, or for coming to our place, I guess.
Oh, money is the root of all evil. Please won't you give me some? I said money is the root of all evil. Please won't you give me some?
Money is the root of all evil. And Merrick Bennett on the toy piano, the uke, and what else do we have? We had a slide whistle going over there.
Jug.
The jug. We had the guitar. And we have a washboard complete with cat food can.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, all kinds of stuff here. Cold River Ranchers, New Hampshire's very own Nouveau Jug Band. All right.
Like that Nouveau Jug Band.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of nouveau retro.
Nouveau retro. All right. Well, what are we going to do next, folks?
There's a little song called Big Blue. This is also on our most recent CD.
All right. And that's Eric over there. He's going to sing it for you.
Right on. Let's do it, Merrick.
All right.
If I lived beside the ocean, I would not be standing here I would get up in the morning, grab my coffee, grab my gear, take my truck down to the water, put some bait upon my hook. I would not go to the diner, I would catch a fish to cook. Big blues running in November, I see the wind upon my face. Sitting here, I still remember summer flounder's tender taste. Sitting here, I still remember when to you my heart confessed that I love you more than ever, and I kiss your breast. As I sit here on my perch upon my pickup in the tide, see the wooden ships come close, hear her ghostly sailors cry, crying from the rigging to the turbid water down below. 200 years ago they knew the killing wind was gone.
Once again, live here on Out of the Woods. Maybe you guys can take a second and tell the folks about how you guys got together and all that.
Yeah, so I guess was it 10 years?
Just getting close
years,
to 10.
Like,
yeah,
we're probably getting on to 10 years. I was a member of a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, out in Ackworth, the Davis Family Farm. And Tom and Anita were affiliated with that as well. And we sort of met there and ran into each other at some parties, some harvest parties and May Day parties, and played some music. And
yep.
Pretty soon we started doing it more regularly, I guess.
Yeah, I think we actually kind of made the decision to do that at a little country store we were both playing at that day. Eric, well, Anita and I were playing, and Eric was playing before or after us, I can't remember. And thought, let's join forces here. Merrick was playing another band at that time around, but we knew of him, and he would come to gigs and sit in with us. And first time he sat in with us, I thought, we need to get this guy in the band. So
I used to come to your shows, and I'd tell everybody, oh, they're just my favorite New Hampshire band. So I was really psyched when, actually, I was kind of surprised when you showed up at, when I showed up at your place, and you gave me that thing over there, that bass, this big 30-gallon drum, steel drum with a drum head on it and two bass strings sticking out the top on a bass neck. They said, here, you think you could play this? And we just started playing with it.
And it's Kelly Green, bright, bright green.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like something that ought to have, like, toxic waste in the
I think it did.
And now, Merrick picked that thing up. There's a lot of bass players who look at that and just, even though it seems simpler than a four-string bass, a lot of people just don't get it. But Merrick got it right away, and he's played bass in the past, and he didn't have any struggle. It's pretty obvious. We knew he's a really good musician. He plays all kinds of things anyway. He can play whatever you put in front of him, so we figured he could tackle a two-string bass.
Well, a big two-string bass, I'm a cartoonist, so it's sort of like drawing things with a big, fat marker. You get really bold lines, but you can't do fine little details, but it makes you be really simple.
And it's loud, too. Yeah. That thing is loud. All right, well, maybe we can play another one. What do you say?
Right to the bed. Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
Okay. Let's do it. Now this tune is on the CD, but this is kind of how things go when you're playing a band like this, creative people. We just recorded the CD, and the song is on it. And we're sitting down, and Merrick said, "Hey, why don't we try it just kind of a little bit more bluesier? This seems like a logical jug band kind of song, so let's try jug band style." So we switched instruments around and instantly loved the idea, so we started playing it this way. So we hope that you'll get to hear it on the CD. We like it that way too, but it's a little bit different. This is a little different, a little bluesier.
I think I actually said cocktail toy piano band, but you just didn't hear me. There we go.
Well, that's what happens when you start going deaf. Don't hear all those fine points of the conversation. All right, so. Ready? 1, 2, 1. Justice, democracy, and peace. My heart tried hard to listen. I could not take my ease. I could not take my ease. Freedom's just another word for living without fear. A poverty, brutality, losing all its dear. Losing all its dear. Justice, just another word for always playing fair. That all of us got to share. All of us got to share. Round and round the words go round. They circle around my head. I woke up early this morning. The words were in my bed. The words were in my bed. Peace is just another word for everybody getting along. Listen to your neighbor. Hearing each other's song, hearing each other's song. Democracy's just another word for each of us having a voice. Nobody gets a louder one, cause money made that choice. Don't let money make that choice. Round and round the words go round, they circle around my head. I woke up early this morning, the words were in my bed. The words were in my bed.
Cold River Ranchers, once again, yeah. What's the title of that one again?
That's called Words in a Bed. It's a true story. I woke up one night and those words were in my head and I couldn't figure them out and I knew something was coming. I didn't know why. I didn't know it was Donald Trump at that time, but I knew there was problems on the horizon. So,
and what kind of words did you have for Mr. Trump?
Well, I think if you would listen carefully to freedom and peace and justice and democracy, then he might change his tune.
And money is the root of all evil, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yes, Cold River Ranchers, once again here on Out of the Woods. Tom Jawbone.
Hello.
Singing that one for you. And we had the accordion over there this time. Anita, there he is. Merrick Bennett on the old 19th century style banjo there. That's no Earl Scruggs, folks. No. And Eric over here playing the typical old dreadnought
guitar.
Just
the typical old guitar. Funny instrument envy.
Got some funny instruments.
Oh no, Eric plays some funky instruments too. And I'm sure we'll get to those before the evening is up. But all right, so what's on tap? What do we got next?
Some Merrick song, I think. We got All In It Together.
All right, well, this one's called We're All In It Together, and I guess no matter what goes down, maybe there's some silver lining there. Oh, we're all in it together. We're all in it together. Oh, we're all in it together. Never change the weather. Oh, we're all in it together. We're all in it together. Oh, we're all in it together. Whenever we change the weather. Now the big boys give us a poison pile. Big boys give us a poison pile.
Listening to Out of the Woods, Cold River Ranters, New Hampshire's very own, whatever you want to call them.
Exactly. Hot Gonzo Primitive Jive is what we used to
Hot Gonzo as. Primitive Folk Jive.
Hot Gonzo Primitive Folk Jive.
Hot right. Gonzo Primitive Nouveau Retro Folk Jive.
There we go.
Alternative.
For real. Yeah, no doubt. Oh my goodness, is that what I think it is? Tom's got bagpipes.
We got something completely different here. This is a French style parlor pipe. If it was a European type of pipe that evolved at the end of the Middle Ages. It's for indoor dancing. It's a little bit quieter than some of the others. It's related to the Scottish small pipe. And we're going to do a tune that I composed, a tune for Mr. Thomas. This was a friend of mine did a production of A Child's Christmas in Wales, and I wrote the theme for the show. And then this is it.
All right.
So I got to blow this thing up.
Insert bagpipe joke here.
Gone. Actually, no, it's still some in there, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Way to choke it.
There it goes. Cold River Ranchers, that was wonderful. Yeah, all right. And what's the title of that one there?
That's called A Tune for Mr. Thomas. That referring to Dylan Thomas.
Very nice.
And I composed it for a production of A Child's Christmas in Wales.
Are you a playwright?
No, just a single songwriter for a single play.
Oh, okay. I got you. Very nice. Very nice.
We try to playwright.
They try to playwright. No, they do playwright.
Hey, so yeah, the next song that you'll play is off the CD. It's a song that I've been singing for, gosh, how long now? 40-some years? Yeah, probably first time I probably did this song. It's called Crow Black Chicken. I got it off of a Ry Cooder album. I think it was Boomer Story, I think it was. But it's an old song that I think it was first recorded in 1929. It was definitely before 1930, and it was recorded by a band down in Louisiana. It's like an old-time band, but a very different kind of band. And other people have done it since. I think Old Crow Medicine Show, I believe, did a really good version of it, too. But, yeah, because all people will come up to me and they say, oh, I love that Old Crow Medicine that Old Crow Medicine Show song that you do. But, no, they're a great band, and they do a wonderful version. But, no, I probably learned it before those guys were born, for the most part. But, again, I got it from Ry Cooder, who got it from an old album. And, yeah, it's just a crazy old song, kind of a novelty kind of tune. Crow Black Chicken, just a nonsense. Very fun song. And we do it with weird instruments, with the jaw harp and a gobashan, which is traditionally it's an instrument from India, but we made a homemade version out of it with a coffee can and a string and some thin slats to give it a wah 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 kind of sound. And we do, I think, washboards on there and some drums and all kinds of crazy stuff. We have a really good time with it. Yeah, so it's called Crow Black Chicken.
All right, and this is from the new Watershed CD. Here it is, Cold River Ranchers on Out of the Woods.
Chicken crow for day crow, black chicken and flowery crow, black chicken. I like chicken pie. The hardest work I ever done's plowing a field of rice. The easiest work I ever done's eating chicken pie. Crow black chicken, crow for day crow, black chicken and flowery crow. Chicken, I like chicken pie. Chicken crow for midnight, chicken crow for day. Hello, come on, oh Lord have mercy, stole my chicken away. Crow black chicken, crow for day, crow black chicken and flowery crow black chicken. I like chicken pie.
right, yeah, Crow Black Chicken. That's from the new one, Watershed, from Cold River Ranchers. We're here live in the studio with them this week, and I think they're going to play live.
I should just take him out back for a minute.
Yeah, he probably has to go out.
Taking him out back, down the woodshed.
Come on, Russell.
That's right, we've got dogs. And
let's all go out.
Strange instruments, dogs, you name it. We've got all of it right here this week on Out of the Woods. All right, we'll be back with more great stuff from the Cold River Ranchers right after this.